Senator Barack Obama is receiving a skeptical reception in the Middle East today. Our correspondent in Jerusalem tells Morning Edition that both Israelis and Palestinians have their reasons to question him. That is apparently not the case in Germany, where Obama shows up tomorrow. A headline in the magazine Der Spiegel says, Germany meets a superstar. Its website describes Obama mania, and up to 1 million Germans are expected to greet him. Kyle James reports from Berlin.
If Barack Obama were running for president in Germany, he'd already have this election wrapped up, says Berlin resident Sabine Peschen.
Weil zur richtigen Partei gehört, weil jung ist.
He belongs to the right party, he's young, he's black, and he gives great speeches. We all trust a young guy like that more than some old veteran.
At this voter registration stand for American expats in central Berlin, Germans often stop to express their presidential preference. Hardly anyone says they support John McCain. And a new survey by Der Spiegel found that 76% of Germans think Obama's the better candidate. Only 10% are for McCain. American Robin Hemingway is manning the voter registration stand for the Democratic Party.
The Germans accept him almost in rock star category. It's like he made their favorite album and they want to come and see him.
They'll have that chance on Thursday evening when Obama gives a speech on the future of transatlantic relations in central Berlin. But this heavyweight political talk is becoming more like a rock concert. City officials say up to 1 million people could show up. A plan for Obama to speak at the Brandenburg Gate proved controversial. So now the Democratic candidate will be speaking at the Victory Column in the Tiergarten Park, best known as the place Berliners like to party.
From Germany, give it up for Team Schwarz!
For years, a huge techno party, the Love Parade, was held here. Matthias Matusek of Der Spiegel says that's perfect for Obama's Berlin debut.
Says something about the relationship of Berliners and Obama. They want to go on the Love Parade together, and I'm sure they will.
Germans are expecting a lot from Obama, and comparisons are being made to another talk given here by a politician 45 years ago.
In the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein Berliner.
John F. Kennedy's I Am a Berliner speech from 1963 cemented the close bond between Germany and America. Those ties have been strained under the Bush administration, and even young Germans, like 20-year-old Felix Laban, really want that old relationship back.
I think Obama can be a real, like a new Kennedy, really affects the people, really, yeah, it's like a new star for the people and brings a positive image of America across to the Germans.
One German is sending a positive image in the other direction, in doll form. In his workshop, doll maker Marcel Offermann shows off some of his creations. Recently, he released a limited edition 14-inch Barack Obama doll, complete with blue tie and, yes, an American flag pin. They've been selling like hotcakes.
Germans and Europeans are yearning for a better relationship with the Americans, and Obama means a change in the relationship with Germany.
Offermann has sold about 800 of his Obama dolls, sending about half to the U.S. He says he's not interested in a McCain version. The Republican doesn't have the kind of style he could translate into a doll, he says, and he doesn't care much for McCain's politics either. For NPR News, I'm Kyle James in Berlin.